The Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 25. This Lord's Day is regarding, in general, what the sacraments are and the role of the Holy Spirit. And so let's read through this together. Please answer the questions. This is found on page 16. Lord's Day 25. Since then we are made partakers of Christ and all His benefits by faith only, where does this faith come from? The Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it by the use of the Holy Sacraments. What are the sacraments? The sacraments are visible holy signs and seals appointed by God for this end, that by their use He may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the Gospel, namely, that of free grace He grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Are both the Word and the sacraments designed to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Yes, truly, for the Holy Spirit teaches in the Gospel and assures us by the Holy Sacraments that our whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice of Christ made for us on the cross. How many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Testament? Two, Holy Baptism and the Holy Supper. Amen. Well, the first question of Lord's Day 25 talks about faith. We've been talking about what the role of our good works is, and it does not achieve our salvation. It is only the fruit of our salvation. But specifically, where does that faith come from if the faith itself is not a work? Well, it comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, is the one who works faith in our hearts by the usage of the preaching of the Gospel. Now, scripturally, this comes from a couple of passages, at least notably. Romans 10 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Ephesians 1:13 says, in Him you also trusted after you heard the Word of truth, the Gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promises. This is a very logical procession that Paul lays out for us here, that you have trusted in Jesus after hearing the word, that is the gospel of your salvation. But then you were all, as a result of that preaching of the gospel and believing in the gospel, you were sealed through the work of the Holy Spirit of promise. Perhaps the most graphic illustration of the reality of the Holy Spirit working faith in us is found in Ezekiel chapter 37. It's when God gives this vision to Ezekiel, and where He sends them to this valley of dry bones, basically a graveyard, where there's nothing surrounding him except bones. And he tells Ezekiel to preach this message. O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And that's a repetitive mantra, a repetitive phrase that God uses again and again. I will put life in you. I will bring you life through my spirit. And then verse 14, it says, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. And so we see this very intimate relationship between the word and the spirit. And the same Holy Spirit who is not only the author of the Bible, but He's also the one who makes it living and active. That same Holy Spirit is the one who breathed life into you when you repented and believed in Jesus Christ. Now, faith ultimately is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not as though you had no say in the matter in the sense that you did not choose Christ. Of course, you chose Christ. You believed in Christ. That was your experience. but the Holy Spirit chose you first. He worked in your heart first that you may come to believe in him. That's the position of Scripture that is so clearly laid out for us. Now, when it comes to the sacraments, the Holy Spirit uses the preaching of the gospel in one way, and he uses the sacraments in another way. He uses the preaching of the gospel to create faith, and he uses the sacraments to confirm faith, to assure us of our faith. You see, the sacraments that we're about to experience through the Lord's Supper does not create or generate faith. The sacraments are not a work that you have to do in order to keep your salvation. The sacraments are primarily for your comfort and your assurance. The Lord's Supper and baptism are picture gospels to help you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Just as you can feel and taste the bread and wine, you can feel the water on your head in baptism. So was the Lord Jesus Christ broken and his blood shed for you to cleanse you, to nourish you. The sacraments declare the gospel in a way that is clear to you so that you can understand, because he knows how weak your faith and mine are. That's why God ordained these two sacraments. These are visible signs of the work of an invisible grace. They are seals because God, who has given you his promises, will never break them. It's as if the Holy Spirit functions as like a giant spotlight shining on the work of Christ so that you can behold him. The Holy Spirit effectively uses the sacraments to confirm and remind you of the life that you have in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit effectively brings Christ to you and you to Christ through the Word and the sacraments. Let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 25 with that. Amen.